The death of former Governor Phil Hoff brings into focus an era more than five decades ago when, for the first time in over a century, Vermont elected a Democrat to be governor. VPR's John Dillon looks back at the ways in which Phil Hoff changed the state of Vermont.
Like many recent Vermont governors, Phil Hoff was not a native. He was born in Massachusetts in 1924. After World War II service in the Navy, he moved to Burlington with a new law degree in the early 50s. And in 1960, he was elected to the State House of Representatives. 2 years later, he ran for governor. And at the age of 38, he defeated Republican incumbent F. Ray Keezer, Jr. Hoff's election marked a sea change in Vermont politics, since Vermont hadn't elected a Democratic governor since before the Civil War. At a boisterous victory celebration in heavily Democratic Winooski, Hoff celebrated the end of one-party rule by shouting, 100 years of Republican bondage, broken. In commenting on Phil Hoff's career, former State House reporter Chris Graff wrote that there was no single watershed issue that illuminated the Hoff era, but rather a can-do mood across the state.
Phil Hoff brought a spirit that Vermonters could do things. He opened up the possibilities that Vermonters hadn't considered in the past. If you asked Phil Hoff, what was the most important thing that came out of his administration? He would tell you that it wasn't any one thing. It was a spirit, that it was the sense that anything was possible.
There were significant changes during the Hoff years in the ways that Vermont governed itself. A court ordered reapportionment in 1965 ended the one-town, one-seat era in the State House. The late historian Sam Hand was co-author of a biography of Phil Hoff.
At the time, we were promoting reapportionment, in part because there were 246 members of the House. It was far too large. It had been disorganized. It was very difficult to manage. The Supreme Court came along and said that both houses had to be apportioned on the basis of population. And at that point, there was a whole new ball game.
Philip Hoff has been described as a catalyst for change in Vermont, and Hand found evidence for that.
In all of his speeches, he kept saying, we got to have a bold new departure from the past.
Is he a seminal figure of 20th century politics in Vermont?
Oh, yes, definitely. I don't think there's anyone more important in 20th century politics. He's the person, the go-to person, because he really helped transform Vermont.
In summing up his own career, which peaked in the 60s, Phil Hoff spoke at length to Bob Kinzel on VPR in 1999. He thought reapportionment produced a change that was unanticipated at the time.
It resulted in a decided shift in political power. So it wasn't just a shift from rural Vermont to urban Vermont, but it was more importantly a shift from rather conservative policies to a good deal more progressive policies. So much so, you know, that most people don't understand this, but I think it's pretty clear that Vermont, if not the most progressive state in the nation, is clearly one of them.
When Hoff was elected, each town ran its own welfare program with some federal help, but no state involvement at all. The new governor was determined to change that system.
Quite honestly, in some communities, it was shameful the way people on poverty were treated. I mean, we had poor farms, and I could go on. But the other side of the coin is, of course, it's in some ways it's understandable because there just wasn't the money. And so one of the first things we did was to take over the welfare system in its entirety and relieve the towns of any responsibility for it.
Hoff also tried to change the way education was funded in Vermont. He backed a statewide education funding system that did not pass and raised state education funding support to about 40%. Governor Hoff was the first Democratic official to break with President Lyndon Johnson over the Vietnam War and campaigned across the country for Robert Kennedy in the 1968 presidential primary season. In 1970, he lost a run for the U.S. Senate against Republican incumbent Winston Prouty in a campaign that turned in part on the former governor's admission that he had a drinking problem. Hoff got back into politics in the 80s, serving three terms in the state Senate. For years after that, he continued to be the living symbol of the Vermont Democratic Party and served twice as its state chairman. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.